This is Tony Reid here for Kapiti Gay, my monthly programme for LGBTI people and their friends. This month we are talking about the Tony Awards from 2025. As usual, the Tony Awards were very gay. And this year it was at its traditional New York City home, Radio City Music Hall, which I visited several times some 50 years ago when I lived there. The mistress of ceremonies this year was Cynthia Erivo, she of wicked fame. Among other things, she and Sarah Bareilles performed a beautiful duet to accompany the In Memoriam section, ending up with a lingering view of Gavin Creel, whose loss is still felt by many. One of the special Lifetime Achievement Awards went to Harvey Fierstein, who gave one of the best speeches of the evening, which you can see on YouTube. In the early 80s, success came to him with the Torch Song Trilogy, and because of his newfound fame, he was warned to be silent about his private life. And his response, "Have you seen Torch Song Trilogy?" However, the big story of the year remained the Battle of the Divas, as I presented in a programme last year. Would Best Actress in a Musical be Nicole Scherzinger for Sunset Boulevard or Audra McDonald for Gypsy? Nicole started out favourite, as Sunset opened earlier, but Audra made a strong showing later, and both camps had their favourites, which were hotly debated. On the night, both performed one of their big numbers to rapturous applause. One commentator admitted to finding it impossible to make up his mind who would win. He said he saw both shows twice and always ended up favouring the last one he heard. In the end, it was hardly a contest. Nicole was Best Leading Actress in a Musical, and the show won Best Revival, and also Lighting Design, but not Best Director, to the surprise of some. Gypsy won no Tonys at all, despite several nominations. But we'll be kind to them and we'll play one number from the cast recording, as that was not out when I did my previous programme. I've picked a famous lighter number from Gypsy, sung by three of the Tony nominees, Audra McDonald as Rose, Danny Burstein as Herbie, and Joy Woods as Louise. In the upbeat number, they all sing together, "Together, Wherever We Go."
Mama, I'm just no good at it.
That is a foolish remark from a foolish girl. Now, maybe I've been on the wrong track with you and the material, but as the good Lord says, you gotta take the rough with the smooth, baby. And like I always say, you're lucky, because you don't have to take it alone. Right, Herbie?
Right.
Yeah, you got Herbie for brains. We got you for talent. And you both got me to yell at.
Wherever we go, whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together. We may not go far, but sure as the stars, wherever we are, it's together. No fights, no feuds, and no egos. Amigos, together. Through thick and through thin, all out or all in. And whether it's win, place, or show. With you for me and me for you, we'll muddle through whatever we do. Together, wherever we go.
Whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together.
Wherever we sleep,
if prices are steep,
we'll always sleep cheaper together.
Whatever the boat I row, you row.
A duo.
Whatever the row I hoe, you hoe.
A trio.
And any
together. We all take the bow, including the cow. though business is lousy and slow.
With a herpes, vim, Louise's bum.
Now all we need is someone with nerve. Sometimes by chance we're together.
If I sing B flat,
we'll both sing B flat.
We all can be flat. Are you kidding? Together. Whatever the trick, we can do it.
With teamwork, we're bound to get through it.
There really isn't anything to it. You do it. I knew it.
We blew it. Together. We go in a group, we tour in a troop, we land in the soup, but we know the things we do by threes, a perfect team.
No, this way, Louise. Oh. Together.
Together.
By the way, the history of Gypsy and the Tony Awards is a rather strange one. It won very few as a new musical in 1961, as it was up against The Sound of Music, similar to West Side Story losing out to The Music Man 3 years earlier, which is in a way more bizarre. Some revivals won Tonys for the actress playing Rose, for example Angela Lansbury and Patti LuPone, but Audra and co. followed the original fate of Ethel Merman et al. The 2024 revival did win at the Drama Desk Awards, however. And the young dancer who played Tulsa and has the solo All I Need Now Is the Girl, Kevin Solak, won the first Cheetah Rivera Award for Outstanding Dancer in a Broadway Musical. Kevin is now 29, but appears to have been acting on Broadway since he was about 2. Some years, the best new musical can pass by quickly forgotten, but this year's one production dominated and won 6 Tonys, including Best New Musical. Maybe Happy Ending is a charming work, based on a Korean story with a cast of only 4, about 2 retired robots who fall in love. I have not seen a single negative review of this. The star is Darren Criss, he of Glee fame, and of course his Emmy-winning portrayal of a serial killer in The Assassination of Gianni Versace. The musical style of Maybe Happy Ending rather reflects the plot. So here is Darren singing Where You Belong from the cast recording.
I find him in his reading chair. When he looks up and sees I'm there, he stands in wonder. He chokes up as he says my name, explaining why he never came to me. I hug him. I tell him I've been busy too, so everything's okay. He's proud to see how strong I am, and then at last I hear him say, go put the tea on Oliver. It's you and me now, Oliver, finally. Just like it was long ago. And then some music, Oliver. I'll let you choose it, Oliver, gladly. But first I want you to know, this is where you belong. La 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 la. I noticed that this magazine was dusty, so I made it clean again. You're welcome. For me, the most amazing gift is seeing your expression shift to joy when I help you. The morning wash is finished and the post has all been sent. Now let me know if something else could help me make you more content.
How much I owe you, Oliver. I need you so much, Oliver, thank you. Someday I'll pay you in kind. Now light the fire, dear Oliver. How I admire that Oliver know-how. And as you work, keep in mind, this is where you belong. La 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 la. And when other joys have passed away, you will still be here to guide me. Tomorrow, just as true as yesterday, you'll be here, you will stay. Always here beside me, you are my anchor, Oliver. How can I thank you, Oliver, fully, for all the days that you spend? Time can't erase, dear Oliver, that you've a place here, Oliver, always. You have a home and a friend. This is where you belong. 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 La 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 la.
There are a number of other interesting winners. A young gender non-binary person, Cole Escola, mostly known for their cabaret appearances, wrote a work, O Mary, which won Best Play and Best Actor for Cole. It is another rather esoteric work, originally just appearing in fringe venues, which proved very successful, went to Broadway and swept all before it. It is a comedy about Mary Todd Lincoln, the widow of Abraham, who celebrated her freedom by becoming a cabaret star and an alcoholic. Apparently it is very funny. Michelle Obama went to see it, rather suspiciously, and roared with laughter, apparently. Cole received their Tony in a stunning gown, which they announced was modelled on one worn by another winner, Bernadette Peters. Her response: I thought they looked absolutely lovely, but when I wore it, I wore my chest hairs in a different pattern. But more importantly, congratulations to Cole on the Tony. That response really sums up the whole atmosphere of the Tony Awards, I think. Another winner, featured actor in a musical new to me, was Jack Malone, who won in London and then on Broadway for his role in Operation Mincemeat. That's a very famous, clever plot to deceive the Germans in World War II. If you've never heard of it, look it up on Google. The final part of his acceptance speech is worth quoting. The last thing I want to say is this. 8 times a week I walk out on that stage and tell the audience that I'm a woman. I'm not one, and I only convey it through simple adjustment to posture, voice and energy. But night after night, audiences believe in Hester. They weep for her, they invest in her, they love her for her old romantic heart. If you watched our show and found yourself believing in Hester, well then I am so glad to tell you, intentionally or otherwise, you might have just bid farewell to cynicism, to outdated ideas, to that rotten old binary, and opened yourself to a world that is out there in glorious technicolor and isn't going away anytime soon. He got a standing ovation for that, led, as far as I can see, I could see, by Lin-Manuel Miranda. It's a musical. He is not gay. He's not gender non-binary. He is just a very good example of an ally. One extra event, much publicised in advance and much anticipated, was the 10th anniversary of one of the most successful Broadway musicals in recent years, Hamilton, known in this moment as Hamilton. It won 11 Tony Awards in 2016. The musical's presentation needs to be seen as well as heard, so I'll leave you to look it up on YouTube. Instead, I'll play a couple of tracks from the Grammy-winning cast album by King George III, Jonathan Groff, who was one of the many original cast members who participated at the Tonys, and who was also present in his own right, having been nominated for the second year running in a row for his new musical On the Life of Bobby Darin. King George only really has one number, the first version, You'll Be Back, being the best known. He revives it with new words. Firstly, when the US wins the war, what comes next, and then on the election of the second president, John Adams, I Know Him. They're also quite fun, so here they are.
They say the price of my war's not a price that they're willing to pay. Insane! You cheat with the French, now I'm fighting with France and with Spain. I'm so blue. I thought that we made an arrangement when you went away. You were mine to subdue. Well, even despite our estrangement, I've got a small query for you. What comes next? You've been freed. Do you know how hard it is to lead? You're on your own. Awesome! Wow! Do you have a clue what happens now? Oceans rise, empires fall. It's much harder when it's all your call, all alone. Across the sea, when your people say they hate you, don't come crawling back to me. Da 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 da. George Washington's yielding his power and stepping away. Is that true? I wasn't aware that was something a person could do. I'm perplexed. Are they going to keep on replacing whoever's in charge? If so, who's next? There's nobody else in their country who looms quite as large. John Adams? I know him. That can't be. That's that little guy who spoke to me all those years ago. What was it? 85? That poor man, they're going to eat him alive. Oceans rise, empires fall. Next to Washington, they all look small. All alone, watch them run. They will tear each other into pieces. Jesus Christ, this will be fun. Da 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 da. President John Adams. Good luck.
As ever, a number of new musicals, which were not successful in winning Tonys, have already started to fall by the wayside and announce closure dates. The latest to do so is Boop the Musical, a rather jolly little number based on the cartoon character Betty Boop. Her love interest is played by Ainsley Mellum, a young gay Australian now making his mark on Broadway. Here he sings of the challenges of loving a cartoon character in She Knocks Me Out.
Okay, this is totally crazy.
just slow it down and think. She looks like a girl, but she isn't. She's pen and ink, just pen and ink. She knocks me out, she ties my tongue in knots. She knocks me out, I like her lots. Makes Trisha Wonder Woman like it's no big deal, but she's not real. So what am I feeling? She knocks me out with all her quirks and quips. What's this about? She nuzzles and then she nips. She loves jazz as much as I do. That's part of the appeal. But she's not real. She's not real. The girl I thought I knew, turns out somebody drew her, which is sort of hard to wrap your head around. I know, but here's the thing. A lady starts to sing and I'm on the floor when I hear that song. But the lady lied, I mean she lied to me. I have my pride, but hey, she lied to me. I guess I could forgive her and learn to deal, but she's not real. She's not real. Oh, the girl I thought I knew, turns out somebody drew her, which is sort of hard to wrap your head around. I know, but here's the thing. The lady starts to sing and I'm on the floor when I hear that song.
So let us close with the woman some are calling the new Queen of Broadway, Nicole Scherzinger. Here she is singing the other big hit from Sunset Boulevard, As If We Never Said Goodbye, which Norma sings when she visits the studio to meet Cecil B. DeMille. This performance is not from the Tonys nor from the cast album, but from a recent screening of The Late Show. You'll notice that she believes in dramatic contrast. So, Nicole Scherzinger, As If We Never Said Goodbye.
And now performing As If We Never Said Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen, from Sunset Boulevard, Nicole Scherzinger.
In overcrowded hallways, the chick in the making. Why everything's the same, we never said goodbye. I don't want to be alone, that's only in the past. This world away.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.